In each episode, we'll try to answer 7 common kid questions in 7 minutes. We'll tackle the common and uncommon questions kids often ask. No question is too weird. We hope you enjoy today's episode. In this week's episode, Nathaniel takes over as host. We hope you enjoy it.
Good morning. Today, our episode is about crazy questions. I hope you like it.
Sounds good. Do you want to ask the first question?
Mm-hmm. When was wind discovered?
By humans?
It's when was wind discovered.
Well, it's your question. You tell me. Discovered by humans? Is that the question?
When was wind discovered?
By who? Like a frog? Did the frog discover wind?
Anyone.
By anyone? All right. Well, probably when the first human woke up and stepped outside.
Wait, was that the answer?
That's my answer. So most scientists think that people who looked like us, anatomically modern Homo sapiens, evolved by at least 130,000 years ago. So when the first humans woke up and stepped outside, they probably felt the wind and they discovered. I guess that's my answer.
What is the smallest cat?
Do you know what the smallest cat is?
I believe a margay.
A margay? So I did a little research and I saw that the rusty spotted cat is the world's smallest cat.
Wow.
It is 14 to 19 inches long. And weighs about 2 to 3.5 pounds. Its bushy tail is about half the length of the body. I was actually surprised. A lot of websites said that the Singapura, is that a cat you're familiar with? Singapura? Oh, I saw a lot of websites said that that was the smallest overall breed of cat in the world. But a full-grown female usually weighs 4 pounds. While the male weighs 6 pounds, which is definitely bigger than the rusty spotted cat. So, rusty spotted cat is my answer.
Okay, I feel like it's familiar. Why is the sky blue? Well, can I take a guess?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because water goes into the sky.
Yeah, that's definitely part of it, buddy, for sure. Sunlight reaches Earth's atmosphere and is scattered in all directions by all the gas and particles in the air. Blue light is scattered more than the other colors because it travels as shorter, smaller waves. So imagine this. Rainbows are all around you, but you can't see them unless you break or split the light to see the different colors within it. So Nathaniel, what's one way we can make a rainbow with the light around us?
You can use a hose that we have. There's a part that you can take off. You can turn it one way to make mist, and then you can spray it. And sometimes it makes a rainbow.
Yeah, you're right. So that's right. When the light passes through water mist, the light is separated into all its colors, and we see a rainbow. So the light passing through the sky is also passing through things. Sunlight reaches the Earth's atmosphere, and it's scattered in all directions by all the gas and particles in the air, including water. Blue light is scattered in all directions by the tiny molecules of air in Earth's atmosphere. Blue is scattered more than the other colors because it travels as shorter, smaller wavelengths. This is why we see blue most of the time.
Why is it shorter and smaller?
That's a great question.
But it's not one of the questions here, but why?
Yeah, I'm not prepared to answer that.
Maybe it's because it's one of the brightest colors, but it also can be dark. And it can be really dark that looks like purple. And pink can, but I don't think it usually does. So I think that might be why.
I think this is a great question. We should write it down.
Episode.
Fine. Yeah, we could do it in the next episode.
In a future episode, because we don't know when we're going to make an episode.
Okay, future episode. All right, do you have another question?
This one is, this is like a food one.
A food one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you make a frisbee from a pizza?
Definitely.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't recommend it. Pizza is more fun to eat than throw.
I need the answer.
For real.
You.
For real, buddy.
Wait, that's the answer on there?
That's my answer, yeah.
On there?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Wow. Okay. Can you make a bomb out of a jalapeno?
Can you make a bomb out of a jalapeno? Well, first you have to tell me, what made you even think of this question?
I think because this, mom told me that once she was cooking with a jalapeno and some of the oil got on her finger and she touched her eye and it got really burned.
Yeah.
And I think that might have been why.
Oh, okay, cool.
Or just because I made a food one and I think I was thinking about a bomb that was like, oh, a food one. So I was like, can you make a bomb out of a jalapeno? I think that's why.
Okay. Interesting. I don't know of any substance in a jalapeno that can be used to make a bomb. So, I don't think so.
Seven. What was the first tree discovered?
I gotta ask you one more time. Discovered by Hugh. By who?
Humans? Anyone!
By humans or frogs?
Anything.
By anything?
Anything.
So a tree discovered by anything living?
Yes. Even a plant.
I don't know how to answer that question. But I imagine when the first modern human woke up and stepped outside, the first thing he felt was the wind, and then he saw a tree. So, same answer as before, 130,000 years ago, and the... okay, sorry, I was looking up the pronunciation. Acacia and baba, I hope I said that right, trees are common in African savannas, so maybe that's when the first trees humans discovered.
Okay.
Okay, satisfied my answer?
Yeah. A human is a monkey. Because monkeys evolved into humans, so they're basically monkeys. So monkeys were the first thing to discover a tree.
Okay, that's your
answer? Because they came before.
That's why people. I asked. I wasn't sure who you meant.
I meant anything.
Okay.
But a monkey discovered it before human.
Wait, I have a monkeys. Question. I have a question, though. What if something was born, let's say grass, pretend grass was born or existed before trees, and then one day the grass looked over and there was a tree, you know, and growing. So
yeah,
maybe it was the grass that discovered it.
The first thing alive, I'm thinking.
The first thing alive might have been live to see a tree.
I feel like lions are the most common. I think it was lions.
Okay.
Lions live in the savanna, so right. It might be lions.
All right, lions.
I believe it's definitely an animal. I believe humans were the last. Well, they were the second last animal discovered. There was one more that we heard in the podcast, I believe. So someone was on a hike in a forest and discovered a spider web with leaves on it to make it look like a huge spider, but it's actually just leaves on a spider web. A spider made that to protect itself.
Yes, we're constantly discovering new animals. I do remember that, watching that with you. Yeah. Nathaniel, you make my life really interesting.
Thanks. Can I tell a joke?
Sure.
Why can't you play hide and seek with a Pokemon?
Why?
Because they're Pikachu. Like Pikachu? Pikachu, but Pikachu.
Got it.
A Pikachu's a Pokemon.
Well, I've been counting, and we've only done 6 questions. Should we do one more?
Well, we're doing 2 more, remember?
You're doing 2 more? Okay.
But first, I learned that from Siri. I love Siri, and I love Google. They're the best. One day, I talked to Google so much. Okay, back to the questions. What was the... Oh, wait, there's only one more.
Yeah, I think you skipped one from your list. I think you had...
No, look.
I saw you skipped that one.
How? I didn't.
You can ask that.
Okay, how are clouds made? Water goes up into the sky and forms a cloud. Boom. Done.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So the question was, how are clouds made? All air contains some water vapor, and warm air can hold more water vapor than cold air. So as warm air cools, the water vapor turns into tiny droplets of water or ice. As more and more air cools down, more droplets form, and they eventually become a cloud. So I picture them as water balloons in the sky.
And this is not... I don't think most people are scared of this, but at a museum, there's a cloud maker, and I was scared to touch the cloud. I think I might have only a little bit.
That's right.
I am scared of clouds.
The science museum has a machine that makes clouds.
And I was scared to touch the cloud.
Yeah, you are.
I don't know why I'm scared of a cloud. I've looked at like a tornado, I think. Can someone hit a bump on a wagon and fly up higher than eagles?
It's been a long time since I've been on a wagon, but I would say no. So remember.
Wait, you've been on a wagon?
Yeah, I've been on a wagon.
Horses? Because that's the kind of wagon I'm talking about.
I don't know. Not with horses. It was pulled by a tractor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, you have those thingies.
Yeah.
I think I might have read one. I don't know. I've read a zip line.
Do you want me to answer your question?
Yes.
Remember, to bounce in a wagon, you would have to have energy pushing your body against the Earth's gravity. Because the Earth's pulling you down, right? And the higher up you go, the more energy that you would be, that would be needed. At least until you broke free of Earth's orbit. And by definition, a bump is only a light blow or a jolting collision. So, no.
No.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed our episode of 7 and 7. Please write back to us if you have more questions for our future episode. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm leaving this chair, which is the, which is the chair that my dad usually sits in. The host chair.
The host chair. Okay, bye, son.